Hello, Audio Boo. As I wander down Boo Street, I'm reflecting on my innate ability and talent for procrastination. So I thought I would share this story with you and also just give you a bit of an insight onto really what kind of a terrible self-confessed procrastinator I am. I've always been aware of it since I was aware of the word procrastinate. It was probably towards the end of secondary school, maybe just when I started to go to sixth form, because I remember the dictionary in which I looked it up in, and I wasn't entirely sure what it meant. And it always sounded like, I can't remember what the word, but it was a sexual connotation word that it kind of reminded me of, and I thought, is it that? It doesn't seem like that. What is it? Anyway, I put off looking up the word procrastination, true, and when I did look up the word, the overwhelming river of irony swamped me and made me laugh out loud before the abbreviation became a common term. Anyway, so I've been aware of it, and I always have tasks to do, and I know that I need to achieve the tasks by a certain time. But I can guarantee that something will come along that I'll go, hey, you know what? That'll only take a couple of minutes. I'll do that. And then I'll still have time to finish the other thing. And one little thing becomes two little things, and then I get drawn onto something else that was connected to it, and I'll make a note or I'll make a bookmark. And ultimately, the thing I'm supposed to do ends up being half an hour over deadline, because I think, hey, half an hour. But it's a lot. And it really annoys me. Anyway, today and every Wednesday, I have one task to do in the morning between 9 and 10, maybe 10:30, before recording shows at Cellar 54 at 11. And we do the notes the night before, and the task that I do in terms of pre-production takes about an hour is our app show. And the app show, we have six apps, and I go onto the web and I find a URL for those apps. I put them into Dropbox so that Phil can use the screenshots for the post-production, and I also track down either the developing company, because I always think it's nice to trace them back, and quite often they're sleek looking in the app store and it turns out that they're just created by a lone developer. So brilliant. And just being able to find their Twitter name and give them a bit of credit, hopefully, and also being able to credit the companies as well. And I also put those in a list on the PCM Project's Twitter account, which is the Cellar 54 App Show 2013. There was a FiberCamp App Show 2012 with all last year's apps in. Anyway, I digress. Procrastination. Today, as I was doing this, and I'm always late doing it, I saw a tweet which had Rob Williams' presentation with a voiceover from Knots Tuesday about personal analytics. So I thought, I'll just have a look at that, just to check that it was what I thought it was, because I always tend to look at links before I tweet them or whether I comment on them, because, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, trigger happy retweets going on without reference to the actual source that it's linked to, and it turns out to be pretty useless. Anyway, it's brilliant, it really is, so go and have a listen to that. But he has an analytics app which monitors productivity at his desktop, so my appalling procrastination for today, which has swamped me in a river of irony, is that I procrastinated by installing a productivity monitoring app onto my computer. And with that sense of irony, I'm going to head into the studio to record the shows. So do check those shows out. It's cellar54.tv. I'm at PCM Creative, Karen Lyon, and thank you for listening.